Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Toledo, your host on Dent Time PDR, a podcast about PDR training, tutorials, interviews, and much more. So get something to eat, drink, and start pushing. It's time to listen. Hey! All right, guys, I am going to do kind of raw. So if you want to call it a podcast, not really, but kind of. Anyways, I want to kind of justify why you should go to the Mega Media event. I'm going to give you some of the top five, not in any particular order. And please keep in mind, this is just the top of the iceberg. I mean, the tip of the iceberg. That's what they kind of say it in the metaphor terms. And so I want to give you, like I said, I want to give you some top things that I think, the five things that I think you should do with your PDR business. And there are a lot more things. And what I'm about to say are things that will make sense to you. And then it's even deeper. Okay. We get into it much deeper than this. You're just reading between the lines right now, what I'm about to say, but you're going to learn the details beyond what I mentioned. So I'm not trying to, you know, convince anybody who hasn't already thought about it. This is raw right here. Sorry, I turned this thing off. I'm getting my text messages coming through. I'm not trying to convince any of you guys who don't want to go. That's fine. I get it. You've got your priorities straight, and that's great. What I'm trying to talk to is the people who are on the fence, that they're thinking about it. They know they want to do something different with their company. They want to make changes. They want to revamp themselves. They want to get a new, you know, basically a new type of, you know, feeling about their company. Here we go. Number one, revamp or update your logo. Everything starts with how your logo and your company is represented. Okay. You need a modern, bold, and unique logo. And I mean unique. I mean, don't go out there. This is what I see. And I said this at PDR College. I'm going to say it here. I said it at our own event, and I'm going to keep saying it. Drop the car outlines, guys. Every automotive company out there is using that. And if you want to stand out and be recognized, you need to get rid of that. You need to think about how the company represents yourself. Now, I trained a guy not too long ago. His name was Lee, a couple months ago. And he always wore kind of like a, you know, like a Frank Sinatra hat. And he has glasses. So what did he do? He's got like an outline of a silhouette of his hat and his glasses with his Dent Ding King name on there. And this doesn't have a king, you know, crown on it. It's got him representing the company, an outline. So I think that's huge. I think it needs to represent yourself. How do you want to be looked at? Your logo, part of you should be in there somehow. Like, what are you trying to put out there? Okay. Stand out. You know what I mean? Stand out. I think that's one thing I really pride myself on when I was starting Dent Time, is I changed my logo 3 times, guys. I was never completely happy with it. I'm really happy with my latest one, my latest logo, but I've been thinking about it years. I can't stop. I'll probably change it 2 or 3 more times. I don't know. But I like to stay up to date and look modern and whatnot. I'm not saying you have to get super crazy fancy and go crazy, but something that fits you, that represents your company. Obviously, it's got to be kind of halfway between, you know, what you do and who you are as a company. So that's important, okay? Make it badass, okay? Make it stand out. So the old thing, I was watching, listening to Phone Booth. I was watching that movie Phone Booth. I don't know if you guys ever seen that. I can't remember the actors on it. Anyways, one guy, he's a real hustler. He kind of fakes it until he makes it. You know, he's this real high hustler, and he's just always out there. He's making his connections, and his friend, who's like a sidekick, he's like, man, and you never stop, man. You just hustle. He's all, look, man, you can't be mentioned if you're not seen. And that's 100%. I really agree with that. And part of that is standing out. So think about revamping your logo, because that's like a facelift to your company. And I think you'll get a whole new motivation just the that one thing alone. All right, you've heard me say this again. You've heard me say this with John Hiley. I'm going to just touch base with it more again. Build a nice website, a professional site. Doesn't have to be crazy fancy like mine. Doesn't have to have every bells and whistles like mine. Matter of fact, mine is a little bit busy. It's nice, but it's a little bit busy. I'm gonna taper that down. But I do have some suggestions as we're speaking that I will do with my site. Dent Trainer is going to need a new site pretty soon. We're working on that. But you need to redo it every 2 to 4 years. You can't go 5, 6, 7 years. Things change. A lot has changed. So I would definitely think about every other year, start keeping an eye on what's out there. And you want a website that you can update often. I'm not saying change the face of it, but you need to consider either getting a separate blog off of it or changing the content on it, like the front page of the text of itself, the content. Google likes things that change. So it thinks that you're active. And there are so many things that I could tell you beyond this, what to do. It's not funny. That's why we're going to have a guide and PDF files, and you'll have to download that, because I'm already giving some really good stuff away now. But at least this will say, you know what? Mike's making sense. And that's what I want to do. I want to make sense to you and justify why you think you should come, because if it makes sense, wait until it really makes sense. You know how, like, I know a lot of you are Dent Trainer members, right? And you saw some of the videos I was creating along with John. But once you got in there, it was like, wow, it is way better than what John has put it on YouTube. And that was the purpose. I really wanted to make sure that you guys were fully satisfied. And this is the same thing. I want to tell you the inside and out details. But this isn't just something that we just have to talk about. We just say real quickly. It's going to have so much content in this seminar. If I were you, I'd bring your own video recorder or recorder. We're going to have a recording, don't get me wrong. But if I were you, if you can, maybe some certain things that you want to really came for, like the Google AdWords, Google or Facebook ads, SEO, things like that. And I'll speak a little bit after my top five about what's going to go on during the show or during the event and what you can expect. Okay. Number three, you need to start an email list. I'm telling you why, because the best customers are the ones you already have. Why not? Why not keep marketing to those customers? You're going to see that you will have a bigger following because you are staying in touch with the customers. How many of those customers, during the early days, because I've been in this for a long time, I used to have customers like, man, I lost your card, man. Like, I finally found you, but I couldn't find who it was. Or what about this? I used to use another dent guy, but I can't find him. I lost his business card. I'm sure you heard that, right? Well, this is one reason why you want to do that. And I bet you, if you would have started an email list 2, 4, 5 years ago, how many customers have you already done since then? Hundreds, maybe thousands, 5,000? I don't know. I don't know how busy you are. But let's say at least 1,000. A lot of data right there. And today's, that's super value. That's like gold. There's a lot of things you can do with a customer's email address. And it's not just email. You can offer specials during your slow times, holidays, incentives, you know, grand openings. You know, maybe you have your own event. Maybe you're doing something else. Maybe you're opening up a shop. You know, you have a grand opening. you can still do it. Oh, maybe you want, all of a sudden you decided you want to do military discounts. Maybe you're in a military town. So it's a lot of different things that you could do with that. Okay. And it's better than anything else, because let's say you had 1,000 customers, right? And you emailed them and you got 2% of those customers, right? That responded and actually book an appointment. So that's 10 people in one email, right? And an average two, let's just say $300 a ticket. That's $3,000. I mean, just like that. So you need to think about numbers like that. And email addresses are super important. You need to start collecting that. And if you're on MobileTechRX, that's one way to do it. But another thing is to start getting like a MailChimp or Constant Contact, and start putting it on your site where people can actually submit their email address, because you say you're going to have some specials or some incentives for them to sign up, and they will do it. So think about that. Okay. And my next one, number four, this has to be, and I mean, has to be one of the best things I've ever done lately. And that's get organized, which I was, but I didn't think I was. I thought I was organized until I really, really knew I wasn't as organized as I thought. Okay. What I mean is I got to create myself a system and stop writing things down on paper. That means writing appointments down, you know, getting people's addresses, you know, reminding myself to call people back, or hey, can I get a review from them? Or, you know, just this little titty tat things that had to do with an appointment. I was messing up appointments. Keep in mind, I have 4 different technicians. I have a business partner in another division called Bumper Time, which is another company. And him and I would react, and we would get in, honestly, we would get in some really back and forth debates, shall I say nicely, about the schedule. And that was my weakness on the schedule, because I did not have the complete information with the customer. At least maybe we'd have 100 customers a month on that division, right? And I would probably mess up probably about 10 times. And it gets old after a while. So how can that benefit you? Well, if you get a system like a calendar system, you're not going to be wasting your time after you qualify the customer or give them the estimate. You need to get yourself on a calendar system, and we show you exactly how to do it. We show you, take your hand, and we dedicate it to you. We really find out ways, because there's so many different ways you could do it, but what's the best formula with the less stress? Dude, you could actually handle 10 different technicians just by sitting back and delegating what goes where, what customer is going to book with what, things like that. It is fantastic. Not to mention all the other perks that go with it. And I'm going to be talking about how many reviews you could get. Positive 5-star reviews. Doesn't matter if Yelp is good or not in your area. How would you like to start getting more and more of all types of reviews? Not just Yelp, Google, Yelp, Facebook, whatever. You need to start building on that. And if you have it, if you're doing it already, great. That is awesome. But I'd like to show you exactly more how you could do it even better. Okay. So that's something that you should be concentrating on, finding a formula, finding a solution with an appointment scheduling system somehow. Okay. It will change the way you do business. And if you want to know that formula, you want to find out, then I'm giving you another reason to go. And if you want to do it on your own, then do it. I just told you what to do, all right, how to do it and why it's so important. All right, number 5, learn to become comfortable with raising your prices. Now, you've heard this from Paul Corden. We're going to give Paul Corden all the credit in this. John Hiley is friggin' on this boat too. And I've been on this boat, and I was probably one of the hardest things for me to do, because I wasn't comfortable And I think a lot of you guys aren't either, or we're not, or starting to become more comfortable now, is about raising your prices. Because we're so conditioned to say that we're much lower than a body shop, right? Now, you've been preached to this before a lot of times. There are a lot of tactics on how to do it. But what it comes down to is your confidence. You've got to believe that your experience is worth the value that you're offering your customer. Your experience has a lot of value, and you need to tie that into your prices, along with obviously R&I. There are so many dang tools, ammunition for you to go. You have a stockpile of ammunition, and we're not using it the way we should. Maybe because you don't know how to fire it, you know? This is like ammunition, okay? You should have a price guide. I'm going to talk about, at this event, I'm going to talk about there's the combinations of using the Mobiltech RX, right? And then using a price guide, like Paul Corden's or John Hiley's or your own, okay? Maybe you have your own Mobiltech RX. But how do you do it? How do you go there? And it has a lot to do with confidence. You're going to have to practice this, man. You're going to have to practice it. Because if you want to get good at it, but you're not practicing to get good at it, then you won't get good at it. You have to condition yourself and believe that in yourself, that the value of your experience is worth every penny and more. Now, you can also, there's a way that I was talking about here is, I talked on my podcast, is that there's a way now that you can actually do the old fashioned way, right? You can give a text message in for the easy ones that you know that aren't going to be that much. Maybe, you know, you knock it out 125, 150, 110, something like that. But maybe you got one that's getting in the 250s, 500, maybe $1,000 range. That one, you might want to go and visit and knock on the door and say and talk to them personally and justify why your charge is the way it is. I don't know about you, but have you ever heard of a body shop giving a verbal estimate on a repair? Hell no. What do they do? In a way, you know what? You got to give it to them. In a way, the body shops, they do it by the book. Why? Because, well, mainly because they have to because of the insurance things, but they still do it by the book far as writing an estimate because they have to legally justify why they're charging you what they're charging you for. Clips, R&I, paint, blend, labor, paint, materials, you know, all that. And that's why you get such a high cost because they're charging you everything. Why can't you do the same, right? There are a lot of good things to do that. There are a lot of ways, a lot of ammunition. And you, heck, well, Mike, I don't have time. I do text messages now. Well, that's good. That's fine. That's great. But why can't you still justify why you're charging what you're charging? You know, Mr. Smith, you can text them. You can take a picture of your quick pocket guide that you have in from your wallet. Take a picture or have it on your favorites on your phone and send it to the customer. You know, Mr. Smith, for this door ding, we normally charge $150, as you can see on our price list. But since it's not across any body lines, it's on the flat surface of the panel, and I don't believe that there's any way, anything blocking access, I'll tell you what, we'll do it for $130 cash out the door. What do you think? You know, you have to be a little assertive, nice on the text message, or heck, my new way is that I actually screen record now because Apple, your iPhone now, has that capability where you can screen record the photos, right? And your phone, period, and record your voice. So you could send them a voiceover screenshot of your reply. So there you have it. Top five things that maybe you should, not maybe, actually top five things. And it's not the top, okay? I mean, there's way more things to do, talk about. There's more things that you could do for social media. There's things you can do for, running your business. Just numerous things that I haven't touched yet on and that I will on the Mega Media event. So what is going to go on in the Mega Media event? All right. So what's going to happen in the Mega Media event? Well, here's the deal. I'm going to be bringing in a special guest, Jason Huddleston from Dent Lion. Now, you've heard me talk about him before. This guy is a go effing getter. Okay. I gave him a blueprint of how he should get his business off the ground. He did it exactly, and I mean exactly the way I told him to do it. And then he did even took it further than that. The guy is a monster at AdWords. He's a monster at SEO already. And a lot of it is not part of it, but a lot of his success is because he wants to be really good at that. At that part. A lot of us want to be good at PDR and that's it. Unfortunately, that's not going to be enough for us to get further and stay consistent at the money we want to make. We're going to have to keep working at it and working hard at it. So, so I'm going to have him come and he's going to do a workshop about how he has created AdWords and how he has really dominated in the searches to SEOs and how he's actually everywhere in the market. And I think it's going to motivate the veteran techs and really motivate the guys who are possibly just starting out or have never been in the retail market and want to tap into it. It's now, guys. You have to do it now. Okay. It's still not too late. You want to do it now. And you heard me say this over and over again, you have to plant the seeds. If you don't start planting seeds, there's going to be a day where you're going, man, I wish I would have friggin' planted that seed because now I need to pick off that fruit. So plant your seed. We give you a lot of tools to help you do that, how to plant seeds. And we start planting the seeds right then and there when you arrive. Because we're going to have a workshop. We're going to go step by step. Jason's going to be doing that. John and I are going to be doing Facebook ads with you. I'll be part of the AdWords ads too as well. We will talk about Instagram, what you should do and what you shouldn't do. We're gonna talk about the grades about your Instagram. How good is your Instagram rated? So there's a lot of good stuff in there. A lot of things. We really want you to benefit the best you can out of this. Now I'm gonna be really upfront too. Be really upfront. If you're the type of person, okay, that starts projects, and I say this for training too, if you're the type of person that starts projects and does them half-ass and doesn't finish stuff that you started, then don't go. Don't go because you're wasting your money. You might just stay where you're at. But if you're motivated and you want to work your ass off, and you want to change the way your company looks and change the way it reacts and make more money, then go to Mega Media Event. I've never bullcrapped anybody. I've never disappointed that I know that to my knowledge, if I said something that it didn't work for them. And if it didn't work for them, it's because, I'll be honest with you, it's because they didn't do it 100%. They didn't follow the procedure 100%. Because my formula and John's works. I can tell you that right now. Another thing is I wanted to bring up, I had in my head another example. Here's the example too, because a lot of this has to do with you have to commit yourself into making your company work. And there's ways that we don't want you to do everything at once. I don't want you to try to do everything at once. There's a particular way that you have to do it. It's almost like a checklist. And here's the thing too. Let's say you want to lose weight, okay? Because I've been in that boat. Hello? Oh, there we go. I thought I lost myself here. So I've been in that boat. And you want to lose weight, but wanting to lose weight isn't good enough to make you lose weight, right? You have to get out of bed every morning or go to the gym after work every day. And you have to, what? Get on the treadmill or get on the elliptical. Put your work in. Put your 30 minutes in the cardio and then 30 minutes into the free weights. And then on top of that, you've got to eat well consistently. Morning, lunch, dinner, no eating cookies before you go to bed, no having a big bowl of sugary cereal. You got to stay committed, right? You got to do it right. If you want to see results, you got to stay committed. And that's how it is with everything, if you look at it that way. It is the same way with your business. It is the same way the way you learned PDR. You put the time, effort, and work into becoming a good PDR tech. Why not do the same thing for your business? Your business deserves the same. This isn't child's play, man. You guys got a real business here, right? If you want a real business, you got to treat it like one. You got to put the responsibility and work and do it if you want the best for yourself. Now, you could take what I told you, these five things, and it will change the way you do business or the way you look at it, and it will help you. Just those things alone would make a difference. So I'm done preaching. I'm done talking about that. I hope to see you guys at Mega Media event, okay? DentTrainerMedia.com. Sign up. You're going to get $500 off right now until, I think, next Saturday. And then it starts going up $100 up from each day after that. So I would highly recommend it. Please, I'd love to see you there. Contact me. You have any questions? There's been from people that emailed me. You want to email me directly? Do it. DentTime@gmail.com. DentTrainer@gmail.com. DentTime is probably going to be the best because we get so many different emails from DentTrainer. So, or message me. You know what? The best way is to message me on Messenger. If you're my friend, great. If you're not, then go to my DentTime page on Facebook, facebook.com/DentTime. Hit me up on Messenger. I will be more than happy to answer your questions about the event. Okay? I'll talk to you later. Hope to see you there. Have a good one.